And in a couple of days' time, the new Football League season gets underway. And on Saturday, Tranmere kick off in League One for the first time in 5 years when they take on Rochdale at Prenton Park. So let's have a look ahead to this with their new captain, Scott Davis. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Great to have you on. And as I mentioned, you've got the armband for the new season. You must be really honoured to get that.
Yeah, obviously, if the gaffer feels like he wants me to captain the lads, it's a great honour and one that I'm very proud of. And it's definitely up there with the best achievements in my career. And if I can have an influence on the club going forward, then great.
Obviously, you wore it quite a lot last year when Steve McNulty was out of the team. But we don't see too many goalkeepers given a captain's armband. So why do you think you make a good captain? Or why do you think Mickey Mellon's decided you are one?
The last couple of World Cup winners and Euro Team Championship winners. you can see us in Buffon, no. But no, for me, your goalkeeper in his own position, in his own right, has to be a certain character around the building. And if the gaffer feels that my character's along the lines that can influence the lads and help him in any way I can, then great. Like I say, I'm proud to be made captain of Tranmere. I'm really, really, really happy at the place, and I've got a good relationship with the fans and obviously everyone else at the club. So, like I say, a huge honour and something to a season to look forward to going forward.
Absolutely. And you're going into your fifth season now, so you're one of the longest serving players at the club and you know that dressing room so well.
Yeah, definitely, and that's probably part of the reason why the managers come to me with a job. So, like I say, I'm in that dressing room. I've been in that dressing room a long time now. So, if I can have any influence on anyone around me, then great. But first and foremost, I'll do my job, and then hopefully the team and the rest of it will take care of itself.
Absolutely. It's been a bit of a summer of change. I mentioned that you're one of the longest-serving players, but we've seen a couple of those who were with you and so successful during the National League era even leave, the likes of Steve McNulty, James Nord. Some big qualities been brought into the group as well, though.
Yeah, and not forgetting Jay Harris as well. Someone else was close to who did very well for us. Like you say, some big players for us over the last few years there you just mentioned. So I wish them all well, and people I've been very close to in time as well. So, but football as it is moves on. I've been part of that. I've been cast aside myself at other places. It's just part of football and the evolution of football. So it's new times ahead, and new players have come in, and hopefully one or two more, and hopefully more success for Tranmere going forward.
Obviously the likes of David Perkins staying at the club, but someone who's got League One experience and promotion winning experience with you from last year, but also the manager has clearly brought in players who have that experience of League One, which is going to be important.
Yeah, but also there's players that have been at the club. I mean, you look at your Connor Jennings of this world that I feel have been playing below his level for a number of years now, so people like him can go and show people what they're all about, and on the other side of it, we've got players in there that have played at this level before and know what it's all about. So it's about getting that mix, and obviously that's down to the chairman and the manager to put that together, and hopefully they've done that, and maybe, like I say, with one or two more additions we can kick on again.
Bit of a change for you as well, because a new goalkeeping coach, Steve Banks, has left.
Yeah, unfortunately I got on great with Banks. He was really good for me at a stage in my career where I maybe needed that. He kicked me on. So like I said, I can only speak good things about Banks. He was superb with me. But Ian Turner's come back to the club as just a coach now. So Turner's has been there and done it. He's played in the Premier League. So he's just someone, for me, someone good to work with again. Someone I can bounce off. And not just me, the other lads as well. So hopefully going forward, Turner can kick us on again.
It's Radio City Talk. You're listening to Full Time, and I'm speaking to Tranmere goalkeeper Scott Davis ahead of the new season. So it all kicks off on Saturday. This time last year, we were talking about a League Two campaign. This time 2 years ago, we were talking about a National League campaign. This time it's League One, Scott.
Yeah, I think you can even break it down smaller than that. I think is it a period of about 15 months we were playing National League football? So I think it's quite remarkable. Not many teams will do it. So yes, we have to stand back and say well done to ourselves and actually admire what we've actually done. But on the other side of it, I've touched on it before, football stands still for no one. So we have to make sure we're ready and raring to go. And like I say, we've earned the right to go and play at these good football grounds. So against these big football clubs, and for me, where Tranmere belong. So hopefully we go in there and we compete and do ourselves justice.
How long did it take the promotion to sink in?
Probably about 3 days after Magaluf and the anger was stopped. But no, in all seriousness, I think when you come back to pre-season, reality hits you, don't it? But I think maybe coming into the game Saturday, we'll realise where we are and what we're competing with, because it's going to be a lot tougher. I'm very much a realist, and I know it's going to be a lot tougher. But like I say, we've got a good manager. Good players and a good infrastructure around us, so we're all geared to go and compete. And hopefully, you just never know where this journey ends. Because at this moment in time, I'm thoroughly enjoying it, and I'm not ready for it to end yet.
And it's going to be such an exciting season as well. It was exciting even when the fixture list came out, and you look at who Tranmere are going to be playing this year, and it maybe sinks in that it's going to be Portsmouth or Sunderland or Ipswich, as opposed to, with no disrespect to them, your Braintrees and your Bromleys of this world. What was the first fixture you looked for?
On a personal point of view, I think I look for your Blackpools and your Fleetwoods. I've spent time at both clubs, Blackpool as a kid and Fleetwood as a professional. But then on a personal point of view, then, I mean, you wouldn't be human if you didn't look for your Sunderlands and your Ipswiches and your Portsmouths. I mean, they're big, big football clubs who've got Premier League experience. So, yes, we've done well to be back competing with these clubs. But for me, like I say, Tranmere should be competing on this level, so we just have to make sure we go in there, do ourselves justice, and make sure that we're not in awe of these clubs. And like I say, we're on a level playing field. We deserve to be there in our own right, and we'll compete, and we'll see where that takes us.
And the first fixture is Rochdale at home on Saturday. Prenton Park has been such a fortress over the last 2 or 3 years. The atmosphere there, certainly towards the back end of this season, or the last season, I should say, was absolutely superb and certainly drove you on to results. So it must be great to be starting at home.
Yeah, massively. And I think that's going to be a big thing for us, isn't it? And if you look at our campaign last year, that was a big thing in our success. So we have to make sure we continue that, and we don't want teams coming to Prenton Park enjoying the day. We want to make sure we the fans, everyone make it tough for opposition and get behind us, and we go and keep that home form going, because, like I say, that's going to be important going forward. So hopefully the fans will come out in the numbers. Like I say, they've been superb for the last few years, and hopefully that'll continue, and we'll continue giving them something to shout about.
What are your expectations for the next 9 months?
I'd be totally honest. I think, like I say, I'm a realist. I know what we're going into. So I think you just have to go into it with an open mind of every game, compete in every game, make sure we're competitive, and you just never know where that takes you. I think that's to start with. That's where we have to be. And as we go along the way, we'll obviously our ambitions will change. But as of today, I think we just have to make sure we go in there, we're competitive, and we do ourselves justice, because, like I say, we've got good players, and we've got players that are, that belong at that level, if not higher. So, like I say, we go in there, we compete, and we see where that takes us.
Excited?
Yeah, definitely. It's all come round again, hasn't it? So, like you touched on it before, we were, no disrespect to these close clubs, but we were going to your Braintrees of this world, whereas now we're competing against proper football clubs, and that's, if in a football career, that's what you want to do. So who wouldn't be excited about that? And hopefully the fans are excited as us, and like I say, we can go in there and do ourselves justice.
I'm sure they are. It's going to be a brilliant 9 months. Hopefully Tranmere can have another successful campaign as well. Scotty, good luck, and thank you for your time this afternoon.
Top man, Matt. Thank you.